darkness in Puerto Rico as Hurricane Fiona knocks out power. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The storm making landfall in the far southwest corner of the island near Punta Tacon.
This is the most concerning number in the whole thing right there, is that 8 miles an hour of forward motion, because that's just going to mean that the onshore flow of moisture around Fiona into the mountain and into the mountains of Puerto Rico is just going to be sustained longer.
Fox weather meteorologist Brian Norcross: wind gusts of 103 miles per hour reported near Ponce. As much as 2 feet of rain is expected. Outrage as new evidence emerges of war crimes in Ukraine. Fox's Jeff Paul is in Kyiv.
Investigators continue to work the scene of a mass grave in northeastern Ukraine, but they're also starting to unearth some new evidence that appears to show the horrors of those Russian occupying forces in that region. Now, the mayor of one of those newly liberated towns in the Kharkiv region says they just discovered a cellar that appears to be used by Russian forces. They characterize it not only as a prison, but a torture chamber. Those who've seen it say conditions there were absolutely awful and horrid. Rooms turned into makeshift prison cells with freshly welded bars to keep civilians who were captured from running. Some believe this is just one of the locations where the innocent were relentlessly interrogated before being killed and likely dumped elsewhere as a way to hide the evidence.
The General Prosecutor Office of Ukraine currently has more than 32,000 open war crime cases. The United Kingdom welcomes as many as 500 world leaders for the Queen's funeral Monday, President Biden and the First Lady among them.
To all the people of England, all the people of the United Kingdom, our hearts go out to you, and you were fortunate to have had her for 70 years. We all were.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Tucson, Arizona now is seeing Americans participate in fentanyl smuggling at the border. Fox's Bill Malugin.
5 brown bags of fentanyl, 5 pounds, were strapped to the body of a 15-year-old boy, a U.S. citizen, who was on a shuttle bus going through a Border Patrol checkpoint and got caught. More than 20,000 fentanyl pills in those brown bags. And another fentanyl bust in Arizona at the Nogales port of entry, where CBP agents seized 6,000 of those colored rainbow fentanyl pills and another 20,000 traditional blue fentanyl pills, as well as 71 pounds of meth, all hidden in a smuggler's gas tank as he was trying to get into the U.S. And that's not all. Again, the Nogales, Arizona port of entry, an even bigger bust made by CBP agents. 276,000 fentanyl pills found in the spare tire of a smuggler's vehicle.
Since August, Customs and Border Patrol in Nogales has seized almost 5 million fentanyl pills. Vice President Kamala Harris says the border is secure. New York City Mayor Eric Adams does not agree.
There was no coordination at all with Governor Abbott, and Governor DeSantis just wanted to use this political ploy instead of understanding that these are people, these are families, these are human beings.
On Sunday, he called for more coordination with the federal government. More than 8 years after his death, a veteran officially will be laid to rest. Fox's Shana Stulen.
Roman W. Sidlowski, a sailor from Massachusetts, was killed during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in December 1941. His remains, which couldn't be identified, were buried with hundreds of others like him at a military cemetery in Hawaii. But with the help of advanced DNA testing, his remains were finally identified, and the electrician's mate, third class, will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery Monday, with members of his family coming from across the country to be there at the ceremony. The process of testing remains for DNA analysis began in 2015.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.